Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
That's right. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. When it comes to this matchup, Sunday Night Football, Texans versus the Bears, Liberty Wideout. Make sure you got your Liberty Wide. Make sure you handle your parking ahead of time, because on Sunday you will not be able to do that. Get ahead of it.
Get your butt there early too, man.
Yeah, that is
CJ
true.
CJ wants that too.
CJ wants you to be
there early
in the seats. He says there's no reason except for maybe traffic, but even then, that doesn't answer the question there. But yeah, make sure you're there early. But with that game, once you're in your seats, once you're parked in your seats, in your Liberty White, watching the game, what challenge does that Bears defense pose? We got some responses from both CJ, the quarterback of your team, and D'Amico Ryans, the leader of the defense, and obviously the leader of the team himself. But before we get there, we have had, we've gotten a little bit of a note that is interesting from Texans practice today, which is that starting tight end Dalton Schultz is not practicing again after he didn't practice yesterday due to an ankle injury.
Yeah, and you know the drill here, and it's common across the NFL. The Texans do subscribe to this. Let's see if we can get on the field tomorrow, at least for the walkthrough tomorrow, because generally speaking, if you don't practice during the weekend, you don't practice by Friday, you're not going to play. And, you know, rather have Dalton Schultz than not.
Right. Yeah. And, I mean, it is nice that you feel strong about this wide receiving core, particularly when you talk about Brevin Jordan and Cade Stover, tight end group. I have to say wide receiving core. This tight end group with Brevin Jordan, Cade Stover, that you'll be fine. But I think, as you mentioned, you'd much rather have him there than not. Every one of these tight ends, as has been mentioned, they provide something a little bit of different, and altogether they give you like the full range of tight end experience. But, you know, not having Dalton would be tough. I think that put a little bit more on Cade Stover. I think Brevin obviously will get out there and routes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that would maybe make it almost entirely Cade Stover dealing with fullback type duties, those types of things. And so I think that would be interesting to watch for sure. Clearly today he's not practicing, Dalton Schultz that is, and then tomorrow, as you mentioned, we'll have to keep an eye on that to see if maybe he'll get himself ready for a Sunday night.
Yeah, and Stover, you know, I'm not going to lie, I want Dalton Schultz to play, as we just talked about, but I would be very interested to see with him as in that role. Now, he had a very significant role. Does it take away from some of the things he's done as a fullback and such? So definitely something to keep an eye on as you go into that game.
Yeah, that's a good point. Is if Stover is now in that, you know, more of those two
Brevin
tight end packages, Brevin Jordan, I do wonder, does that then bring British Brooks back into the fullback mix a little bit more?
Yeah.
Man who looked like he has some violent football ready to escape his body in week one. Maybe that he can get into the fullback thing of it all, because we talked about that quite a bit leading into the season. All right. But what challenge does this Bears defense pose against your Houston Texans? Obviously, D'Amico Ryans talked to the media yesterday. He was asked about this Bears defense, specifically the defensive backfield. What problems might they cause? This D'Amico 13 figgy once you get it. Because, I mean, obviously, a defensive head coach is one of the benefits of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that he's going to have some level of, he'll be able to break down those defenses and be able to give you some insight into it. So here is D'Amico Ryans doing just that.
The Bears defense backfield, they take the ball away, right? It's really impressive the way they attack the football, right? Both of their corners, you know, last week ended up with picks to game-changing plays to give them the lead there and to end the game. So we have to understand that those guys are ball hawks, and we have to protect the football. So that's what they present. And then their linebackers as well, opportunistic, Edmonds and Edwards, two guys who are long, athletic guys, and if you're around the ball, if it's close to them, they can find a way to get the football as well. So that's where their defense have thrived, and that's where we have to make sure we're protecting it on our side with everything that we have.
You know, I think the Bears defense kind of gives you the same look, same, I guess, vibe as the Colts. You know, I like their defensive front. Their front seven, of course, are pretty dang strong. He said opportunistic, and I'm not saying, you know, they're not. But, you know, one of those interceptions was just given to them.
Yeah, real nonsense.
It was just given to them. Their defensive front is going to have a little Colts sort of feel to it as well.
Yeah, that was immediately where I was going to go, is how much do you feel about this defense from the Bears? How much do you feel is kind of inflated because they were facing off against the Tennessee Titans and Will Levis, who 19 of 32, 127, one touchdown, but two interceptions for Will Levis against this defense.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna downplay their defense, because their defense, the Bears are so, fans especially, are just so tired of the defense bailing out the offense.
And that was what week one was.
Exactly what happened.
Like that game was won by that defense.
Yeah, no question. And the secondary did create the plays, including the pick six there. But the defensive front, like the Titans didn't even get over the 50-yard line in the second half. Like they were squashing these guys. And the newcomer they have, Daryl Taylor, had two sacks. You know, that's what I'm feeling is like if you can have – it's another huge test for this Texans offensive line. If they back up last week with another effort like that against the Bears front, then we're going to be really on to something with this offensive line.
Let's hear D'Amico Ryans go and give his thoughts just on the full defense of the Bears, not just the defensive backfield.
Yeah, their defense does a really good job of working together. Right? They do a great job of mixing it up front with their line stunts and the backers fitting well off of it. Also, the coverages, they do a good job of disguising and mixing them up. So, you know, you can't predetermine. You got to play to play out and see what they're giving us and see how they want to attack us, you know, come Sunday. But, you know, we're preparing as best as we can for it, and we'll see what happens on Sunday.
Yeah, I feel good about that, you know, I guess, description of what the defense is. I mean, again, talking about the mixing up the coverages, mm-hmm. I don't know that I'd have a better quarterback or a quarterback that I feel more confident in this time in the NFL than C.J. Stroud. Yeah. I think that it also pairs nicely with D.J. Bien-Ami ESPN, rather, covering your Texans, wrote a nice piece about C.J. earlier in the week, actually, I think a day or two, actually yesterday, it dropped yesterday, and it was just about how much of a film junkie, how much of a football head C.J. Stroud is, and I trust him so much to you know those coverages and know what he's looking at with the Bears in and out when it comes down to it, so that there's not going to be that pre-guessing. He's going to be looking at what he sees and having some idea when it rolls. Like, okay, I know what this is. I've seen this a few times, so I fully believe that he'll be ready for that. But you're right when it comes to, like, the line portion of this is going to be test number two, and I think that we have a good feeling about how the offensive line of the Texans will handle that after test number one last week, at least once they got this stabilized after the rust kind of shook off at the beginning.
And, you know, we have to mention, as you just alluded to with C.J. Stroud, what he can process, you know, command of the offense, as he's talked about all offseason and into the season, he wants to have more command. I think the fact that the Bears, you know, are a team that they like to just run, like kind of like D'Amico, they'll mix in some maybe nickel blitzes and all that, but they like to run just their base front and do some stuff with that. I think that helps C.J. Stroud, especially with these receivers who can get open. If they run a zone defense, they're going to get open. And so it's going to be very, very interesting to see how C.J. processes everything and what he sees.
Yeah, the processing will be important. And then getting peak C.J. or at least closer to peak C.J. than we got in week one, I think will also be important because there were some errant passes from C.J. in the course of game one versus Indy. And the Colts did not take advantage of that. The Bears, I think, are more apt to, although I don't know that they would, you know, tear him apart or anything. But if he's dotting them up like he did, obviously, Nico Collins on that out on the right side of the field, then we're seeing something really funny. You're neutralizing what is the best aspect of the Bears defense. One of the things, though, I will say about this Bears defense, and we're talking about what challenge they pose, what challenge I feel like they don't pose, is stopping the run, funny enough. Like, that. This is a team where the Titans were able to just completely run all over them. Tony Pollard went for 5+ carries or yards a carry as well. 16 carries, 82 yards in the course of this. And so I do think that bodes well for this idea that we have about did the run game kind of change the approach? I do think that opens up the possibility that you can use the run to soften them up or even just to, you know, take their cookies in some ways if they are posing a little bit of a problem with the pass defense.
No, and I thought they were, you know, everything that I saw, I thought they were better in the second half. As I mentioned, you know, the Titans didn't even get it past the 50-yard line. Some of that was because of Will Levis's own blunders, but if they can run the ball and the Bears don't make that adjustment, then we're really on to something with this offensive line.
So going back, we mentioned the idea of like C.J. Stroud processing. This is how he is already processing the idea of what issues the Bears defensive backfield will provide.
I mean, they play really sound. Of course, they have all the talent in the world. You know, 29 Tariq and Jalen Johnson, number one, are two great corners. They play the ball really well. Kevin Byard has been playing at a high level for a long time. So, and Briscoe played in college. He's a dog. I think they had one of the most interception rates last year, and they got two last week. So, you know, got to be cognizant of that and know that you got to be careful with the ball because, I mean, they won the game pretty much on defense last week. So, definitely a great defense, got a lot of respect for those guys, and, you know, can't wait to compete against them.
No, the Bears defense won the game. There's no question about that. And that's what we're talking about here. You know, how C.J. Stroud affects approaches it, et cetera. Really good secondary. But, again, I think it's going to be what this offensive line can do. Not just protecting, because you got Montez Sweat, and then you got, you know, a lot of other guys that can pressure the quarterback. But, as you mentioned, just running the ball.
So I asked this question to an end because on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not concerned at all, 10 being, mm-hmm. you know, very concerned, how do you feel about this Bears defense coming in against your Texans? Obviously knowing that the secondary is their strength, but knowing that the Texans have lots and lots of answers wide receiver-wise and such.
Yeah, look, concerned, 1 to 10, I would have to say 7.
Oh, okay. That's 8, higher than I thought.
7, maybe. Only because, like, they do, like, certain guys that just are ball hawks are just always going to be ball hawks. Like, it's just going right. to, they're going to throw it right to you, or you're going to make a great play.
Yeah, do you have ball skills or what have you? Yeah.
One way or another, you're just going to end up with the ball. And that's a concern. But it's not a huge, huge concern because of what we saw from this offense on Sunday, but also because of C.J. Stroud. Like, C.J. Stroud, I don't know how many times I can say this week, he had a great game. It just didn't look like a typical, oh, wow, kind of C.J. Stroud game. He had a couple of balls that might have been picked or whatever. Yeah. You mentioned that. But overall, quarterback rating was off the charts. You know, the plays he made when he needed to make them in the red zone were there.
We've seen the uptick when it comes to his, you know, pocket presence and his mobility, or not necessarily mobility, but his pocket management is the word that I'm ultimately looking for.
Yeah, biding time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I think, you know, this is one where is it going to be a replica of Sunday? I think only if they have the same success with Joe Mixon. I think they're going to come out and they're going to throw the ball and test that secondary.
Yeah, I found that I found your number to be interesting there because I was like, all right, looking at this team, I don't know that I'm super concerned about mm-hmm. the defense, knowing that that's the strength that the Bears are coming with, knowing that they have the likes of Jalen Johnson, Tremaine Edmonds in the linebacking core, right? They have some names, Montez Sweat. Like, there's a name that I could really point to as a very, very good football player in this league at every level of this defense, and yet and still, I'm like, yeah, it does not really scare me. And I'm it's like, all right, if that's the case with these Texans, now where are we going to, right? Like, how many teams around the league can I possibly feel? Like, have I gotten to that place where I have that much confidence in this offense that there's not a defense that you put up against them that I go, oh, man, this could be a real, real, real issue.
Maybe the Chiefs. Maybe the Chiefs. Maybe a couple of others. I guess it comes back to they were facing Will Levis.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here.
We have to do the caveat once more?
No, we have to be honest.
It was we're 1 week out of 17. Yeah, we have to do that one time.
No, it's not even that. It's like Will Levis still has a lot to prove, and Will Levis still can burp up a play like he did that really turned this game. I don't feel like C.J. Stroud is going to do that. There are going to be some great defensive secondaries that he's going to face. I don't know if this one would classify as great, but it's dang good. But he's C.J. Stroud. He's not Will Levis.
So there you go. Obviously, defensive secondary is the big thing.
Yeah.
The idea of being a takeover defense, something that we're hoping that the Texans can be this year, that's something that we know that the Bears can be as well. And so that's something that I think that's the big challenge that we're looking at.
Yeah.
And I think that you have all the potential answers in your hand of cards when it comes to the Texans with C.J. Stroud, all of the wide receivers, tight ends, those running back, Joe Mixon, and, of mm-hmm. course, Bobby Slowick. Orchestrating it all. It's In the Loop. Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our lunchtime confessions as we typically do. We'll do that next.